I'm Mike McCurdy. Bloomington Normal lost 9,000 jobs in the last 7 years. That's part of the economic picture being laid out this week by Economic Development Council economist Mike Doherty. Doherty talks with GLT's Charlie Schlenker about that and the shorter-term look ahead in the BN by the Numbers presentation at the EDC luncheon on Thursday. Doherty says state sales tax for Bloomington is up significantly in the third quarter, but down for the town of Normal. Putting them together, it's about a 2% gain for the year so far for the community. The differences between the town and the city happen, Doherty says, because certain sectors are more active than others.
It is notable that the automotive and filling stations, which are driven by gasoline purchases, were up significantly in the third quarter for Bloomington. So that may have played a role there. And over in Normal, you had a decrease. Well, you had about the same decrease in general merchandise, but you also had a 10% decrease in automotive, 4% decrease in drugs and miscellaneous, and decrease in agriculture, which exceeded the change in happened over in Bloomington.
How about the housing sector?
Well, housing was also good news. A 3% gain, basically, in existing home prices, the average price of those homes. Comparing the last summer, which is your prime season for real estate and for existing home sales, summer of 2017 compared to 2016, up 3% price gain on average in terms of the average sale. And in fact, in some other months, it was higher than 3%. If you really measure cumulatively, going back to January all through October of this year, and compare the housing numbers to 2016, you'd see an almost 6% increase in the price of our existing home sales. So I thought that was quite good. The new homes, there was a decrease in the number. Price did not really change. So that market continues to be pretty weak compared to what we used to have here in Bloomington Normal.
Which allows us to transfer seamlessly into employment. For this session of Bloomington Normal by the Numbers, and you can go to that luncheon on Thursday at the Bone Student Center at ISU, you are taking a longer look at the labor force, going back to 2000 or 2010. What does this longer look show us about the health of the workforce?
Well, I think that we need to keep in mind that our labor force peaked back in 2010 at over 105,000, and we're down about 9% from there. So that's in keeping with declines in labor force nationally and with the state of Illinois and with surrounding communities. So within that context, you can look at our total employment, which in May was just below 94,000, but by October, which also tends to be a high point, was still just below 94,000. So, you know, that's where we peaked out at. But we have a low unemployment rate, 3.9%, and that puts it under 4%, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state of Illinois. And so on the one hand, we are rebounding a little bit since 2015, 2016 in terms of total employment numbers.
Which was when the Mitsubishi plant finally kicked the bucket.
Correct. So we've rebounded a little bit back to those kinds of levels, but we haven't rebounded back to, you know, the longer term historical highs that we had back in 2010 and 2011.
We've lost 9,000 jobs since 2010, or as you said, about 9%.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked before, and it is a national trend that the baby boomers are retiring. But what else is going on with that shrinkage in the employment numbers?
Well, in terms of the various sectors, it's been an up and down thing. Obviously, manufacturing, Bloomington Normal took a big hit on, and that's down significantly from what it was in those highs. On the other hand, financial activity sector, which includes State Farm, really has been holding its own in the last 2 or 3 years, and that's a good thing. It's really only down, in that sector, only down 3 to 4% from what they were 8 years ago. And in fact, it's higher right now for that financial activities sector than it was 3 years ago in 2014 when it fell to just under 20,000. So that's a 20% of our job sector or employment sector right there.
State Farm down a little bit, manufacturing down a lot. Where does the rest of the disappearance of that 9,000 jobs come from?
I think that takes in the bulk of it. The other ones, we've got professional and business services sector. That one is down from what it was. We had significantly higher numbers in professional and business services back in 2011 and 2012 when they were at their peak at over 11,500 jobs. So
that
we are
probably
down a little bit.
Is also State Farm, because they were in the middle of their digital reinvention and had a lot of consultants, which are professional and business services. It's not finance, insurance, and so forth, even though that's the sector they're working in because they're contractors.
I would agree. Yes, it's those cottage industries that surround State Farm. Where we have had some consistent recovery is over in hospitality and leisure. I assume that has to do with the hotels opening up in Normal and maybe other bookings. They are now just under their last peak, which was in August of 2016 at 12,000 jobs. That's about 12% of our county. The other decline was in the government sector. That now accounts for only 17.5% of our employment in the Bloomington-Normal area, whereas it used to account for a little bit over 18%. So it's down 0.5% or more as a percentage by almost 1,000 jobs decline in that area.
Mike Doherty is an economist for the Bloomington-Normal Economic Development Council. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker on Sound Ideas.